The first step to eternal life is you have to die. We really won't die.
With my tongue, I can feel the silencer holes we drilled into the barrel of the gun. Most of the noise a gunshot makes is expanding gases, and there's the tiny sonic boom a bullet makes because it travels so fast. To make a silencer, you just drill holes in the barrel of the gun. A lot of holes. You drill the holes wrong, and the gun will blow off your hand.
This isn't really death. We'll be legend. We won't grow old.
Tyler, you're thinking of vampires.
Take a 98% concentration of fuming nitric acid. Add the acid to 3 times that amount of sulfuric acid. Do this in an ice bath. Then add glycerin drop by drop with an eyedropper. You have nitroglycerin. I know this because Tyler knows this.
The Parker Morris building will go over all 191 floors. Slow as a tree falling in the forest.
9 minutes. And all I can think about is how clean this gun in my mouth is.
This is our world now. Our world. And those ancient people are dead.
7 minutes. The gun, the anarchy, the explosion. It's really all about Marla Singer. We have sort of a triangle thing going on here. I want Tyler. Tyler wants Marla. Marla wants me. 5 minutes.
You want to be a legend, Tyler, man? I'll make you a legend. I've been here from the beginning. I remember everything.
4 minutes.
Hello?
Can I stay with you?
Depends.
Tyler, save me.
On what?
A favor.
Save me.
What kind of favor?
I need you to do something for me.
Save me.
What is it?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Do you want it in the face or the stomach?
Surprise me.
I've never hit anybody.
So, go crazy, man.
Close your eyes.
No.
Like every guy on his first night in Fight Club, I breathed in and swung my fist in a roundhouse at Tyler's jaw, like in every cowboy movie we'd ever seen. And me, my fist, connected with the side of Tyler's neck.
Shit. That didn't count. I want to try it again.
Yeah, it counted. Cool.
Hit me again.
No, you hit me.
Thanks.
Hey, look! Come on!
Whoa!
Get another!
Hey!
Lying on our backs in the parking lot, staring up at the one star that came through the streetlights.
What were you fighting?
My father. What about you? You're not dead?
No.
Not dying?
No.
The cops are on their way.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. That's probably them downstairs right now. Let's go.
You give up all your worldly possessions and your car and you go live in a rented house in the toxic waste part of town where late at night you can hear Marla and Tyler in his room calling each other butt wipe. I'm starting to wonder whether Tyler and Marla are the same person. Except for their humping, I never see them together. Still, you never see me and Zsa Zsa Gabor together. It doesn't mean we're the same person. Tyler just doesn't come out when Marla's around.
Hello?
This is Detective Walsh. I'm calling about your condominium explosion.
Yes?
Do you know anyone capable of making homemade dynamite?
Disaster is a natural part of my evolution toward tragedy and dissolution.
I believe the refrigerator blew up?
Not so. There were impurities in the dynamite. A residue of ammonium oxalate and potassium perchloride indicating the bomb was homemade. And the deadbolt on the front door was shattered.
I was in Washington, D.C. that night.
Well, sir, someone sprayed a canister of Freon into the deadbolt lock and then tapped the lock with a cold chisel to shatter the cylinder.
The liberator who destroys my property is fighting to save my spirit. The teacher who clears all possessions from my path will set me free.
Whoever set the homemade dynamite could have turned on the gas and blown out the pilot lights on the stove days before the explosion took place. The gas was just the trigger.
Tell him yes, you did it. You blew it up. That's all he wants to hear.
I loved my life, sir. I loved that condo. I loved every stick of furniture. I assure you, I didn't leave any gas on, sir.
Very well. But don't leave town.
After 3 a.m, you can't get into a fight club. You've got to find Tyler. You've got to get some sleep. Then you're awake, and Tyler is standing in the dark next to the bed.
You talked about me to other people, you little shit. You broke your promise.
You're fucking with my mind.
Every time you fall asleep, I run off and do something wild, something crazy, something completely out of my mind.
I can't believe you broke your promise. The first rule is you don't talk about Fight Club.
There isn't a me and a you anymore. We both use the same body, but at different times.
I want it to end.
Nothing's going to end.
To God, this looks like one man alone, holding a gun in his own mouth. But it's Tyler holding the gun, and it's my life. You take a 98% concentration of fuming nitric acid, and add the acid to 3 times that amount of sulfuric acid, you have nitroglycerin. 4 minutes. Tyler and me at the edge of the roof, the gun in my mouth. I'm wondering how clean this gun is. 3 minutes.
Wait! We followed you! From the support group, everybody came! You don't have to do this! Put the gun down! Stop!
Let us help you!
Get out of here! The building's gonna explode!
We know!
I'm not killing myself, I'm killing Tyler! 1 minute!
I like you!
You like Tyler?
No! I like you. I know the difference.
You mixed the vitro with the paraffin, didn't you, Tyler? Paraffin never works.
In my father's house are many mansions. Of course, when I pulled the trigger, I died. The bullet tore my other cheek out. Everything in heaven is quiet. Rubber-soled shoes. I can sleep in heaven. I've met God. Across his long walnut desk with his diplomas hanging on the wall behind him. And God asked me, why? Why did I cause so much pain? Didn't I realize that each of us is a sacred, unique snowflake of special, unique specialness? Can't I see how we're all manifestations of love? I look at God behind his desk, taking notes on a pad. But God's got this all wrong. We are not special. We are not crap or trash either. We just are. We just are, and what happens just happens. And God says, no, that's not right. Yeah, well, whatever. You can't teach God anything. I don't want to go back. Not yet. Just because. Because every once in a while, somebody brings me my lunch tray and my meds. And he has a black eye, or his forehead is swollen with stitches. And he says,
we miss you, Mr. Durden. Everything is going according to plan. We look forward to having you back.
In Fight Club, the narrator was played by Patrick Kennedy, Tyler Durden by Sam Hazeldean, and Marla Singer by Elaine Cassidy. Other parts were played by Aisha Antoine, Sam Dale, Danny Mahoney, John Schwab, Martin T. Sherman, Jane Slavin, and Nigel Whitmey. Fight Club by Chuck Palahniuk was adapted by Ed Whitmore and Tracy Malone. The director was Heather Lama.